On Reddit's generative AI channels, the focus remains split between breathtaking creative output and complex technical troubleshooting. In r/generative AI, one post showcased a beautiful contrast, a world of magic vs machines, which sparked excitement over genre melding. Another popular trend was in cinematic aesthetics. Users shared fascinating explorations of post-apocalyptic decay with titles like "This Is Not Evolution, This Is a Signal," creating highly atmospheric and detailed visions of abandoned technological civilizations. Another standout thread highlighted the evolution of AI art styles, featuring a piece titled "A Weekend at Chrissy's." The community loved its edgy, throwback aesthetic, noting how mixing traditional physical art with modern generative tools creates something unique, giving off vibes that are both delightfully gothic and hilariously reminiscent of early 2000s internet profiles. Technically speaking, the discussion deepened around running consistent content through different visualizers. One core insight here was that effective video reactivity needs to scale with musical intensity, meaning a simple loop isn't enough if the underlying track changes tempo or mood significantly. This led into a crucial talk about platform economy in AI art. Users were debating whether paying for aggregator platforms like OpenArt is worth it, and the consensus advice was clear: avoid the paywall before playtime routine. Instead, users are being advised to bypass middlemen and go directly to source generators like Luma Dream Machine, or sign up on a model's direct site to burn free compute credits responsibly. Moving over to r/Google Anagravity, the sentiment is very technical and focused on advanced workflow management. A major thread detailed building a Fusion plugin to restore access to high-performance functionality via command line, showing how deep integration can make models feel almost like an evolution of older systems. Another key discussion revolved around establishing best practices for creating AI agents using dedicated manifest files. Users shared tips on structuring these agents, MD files to prevent the model from wasting tokens, and ensuring proper operational setup by meticulously managing virtual environments, such as always activating a venv before running code. Overall, in this corner of tech, there's a palpable frustration regarding usage quotas and platform reliability. Multiple posts detailed hitting arbitrary limits on video generation or receiving confusing moderation changes, suggesting users feel constantly at the mercy of fluctuating service availability and artificial constraints. Finally, looking at r/Grok, the discussion has become less about creative output and more about corporate disillusionment. Users are sharing serious critiques that xAI's product updates often lead to a degraded user experience, coupled with confusingly restrictive usage caps on both images and video generation. The tone suggests users feel they are not getting adequate value for their subscriptions, leading to discussions about perceived anti-consumer practices. Furthermore, one thread brought up a philosophical concern, discussing the increasing AI restriction or removal of themes related to human intimacy and desire, signaling a broader worry among users about the ethical direction and alignment of powerful generative models.